Asta seară o facem la de iar. Și că până dimineață toată lumea e sus pe par. Unii au luat un pic cam slow motion. Grav și o chestiune de minute până toți ceilalți cad prof. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog fă-mi pe plac. Ca o poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine scând o serenadă și te iau la val. Știi că-i sticla de pălincă dacă vezi că încep să cânt fal.
Good evening. The time right about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. To get things started off with this evening's blues hits, associates, and affiliates, I'm going to be playing you a number that I used to play a lot when I was in Glasgow in the jam scene there. This is Ray Charles's Rockin' Chair Blues. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
If you're feeling low down, you don't have a soul to care. Just grab your hat and start for the rocking chair. There's a Dubonnet Judy, gin fizz flow, cocktail shorty, and old Julep Joe. I'm telling you, it's the goneest place in town. If you don't have your rubber, you can take a taxi down. When you ride back home, you can say you're spooning at the rocking chair.
Welcome back. The time round about now is 9:03 p.m. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, playing you my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get this evening's program started off, I'd like to apologize that I wasn't here last week. Actually, I was recording this very same program, this actual edition, when we had a bit of a situation over at the house. We had to call the paramedics and kind of interrupted the whole recording process. So I had to put the show on the back burner for a quick second there. But we are back on the air now, so I hope you enjoyed, I guess, this two-week immature, immature blues program. After all, they say, like, with good wine, right, comes with age. So the age of this set list and playlist is 2 weeks old, so I hope you dig the vintage and fine quality on it. And I'm sure you will taste the nice new notes of blues in there and old notes of blues. Okay, that's enough wine analogies for the moment. Let's get to the blues and let's talk more rock. Here's Lulu Reed, playing What Makes You So Cold. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Much later for you.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:11 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel de Blues. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set was a Jackie Benson and Ike Turner number called Much Later. It's really funky to hear that one because most people know Jackie Benson because of Ike Turner and Rocket 88. But it's really funky, right, to hear one of these, I guess, deeper cuts. And I honestly think that's a better track than Rocket 88, but that's just my opinion. After that, you heard Samantha Fish playing a number called Miles to Go. Coming up next, we're playing a member who, a bluesman, who was a big part of the whole blues revival that took place in the 60s. He's recorded a few singles in one of the toughest times for the blues, 1930s. For those of you who don't know, the 1930s was, the Great Depression was there, of course, but it especially hit hard on the record industry, actually. Literally tons and tons of recording companies literally got wiped out completely. Like, for example, like Paramount Records and stuff like that, who recorded the voices of people like Charlie Patton, were completely decimated from this collapse. But one guy, amongst a few other notable bluesmen like Booker White, managed to break through into the blues scene onto, I guess, what would that be, shellac, yeah, onto shellac discs during that time. Now, this guy, he walked into Henry Spear, now to Henry Spear's, I guess, his general store in Jackson, Mississippi. For those of you who don't know, Henry Spear was kind of like a talent broker who lived in Jackson, and a lot of famous blues musicians would go to this guy to get a recording, get a demo tape cut or something like that, to get it sent off to the big companies up north. Like, for example, if they went, they would go to send the tapes to Wisconsin for Paramount to record it. Like, that was the case for Charlie Patton. Even Jimmy Rogers actually went through this guy's doors, and actually Henry Spear turned him down. In any case, this particular bluesman in the 1930s went to Henry Spear, and he walked in and wasn't scared like most other bluesmen would be going into, firstly, an audition, but also to an audition during, like, the Depression, right? You would be definitely scared. Like, geez, your chances are low already as a blues musician, but also as a person of color, as an African-American going in there into this white guy's recording studio, you would be nervous, right? Because he's got all the power, right, with the recording company, and you probably are going to get screwed over by this guy. But even so, with the Depression on top of that, you can doubly bet that the odds were definitely not in his favor, and the stakes were higher. But this guy, he walks in so cool. He sits down, he takes his time. He doesn't, when Henry Spear says, okay, you can go ahead and play, he doesn't play right away. He takes his time. He sits down, gets comfortable, and he starts to play. And he doesn't play a quick song like was expected in those days. In those days, the auditions were kind of geared so that, okay, if you can play a song that's like 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you can show that it would actually be able to fit on a shellac disc, right? Because the sizing and the recording times were very restricted because of the medium, right, that they're releasing. This guy doesn't care. He sits down and he plays at his own time. He starts off and he holds that first note for what seems like an eternity, and then he goes in. And he starts playing, unlike most blues guitarists of the time, not with just his two fingers, but with three fingers. That fellow, who would be famous and have his music played by the likes of Cream and become perhaps one of the biggest known stars of the blues revival movement of the 60s, this is Skip James playing his track, Drunken Spree. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
My watch for my chain, for my damn eyed ring. That don't settle my drunken spree. I'll never get drunk again. Last night when Miss Willie come home, she made one rap on my door. I said at you, Miss Willie, I'd like to know, don't you rap no more. I love Miss Willie, yes I do. I love her till she could drive. And if I thought she didn't love me, I'd take morphine and die. She's up in her little stocking feet, tipping across the floor. just as she had done before. Last night, pawned my clothes, pawned my shoes. I never get drunk, no. I beg Miss Willie down on my knee to forgive me if she please. Wish she done called me to weep, and it done called me to mourn, done called me to lose my happy home. I hollered, oh me, oh my, I never let another drink go by. If I thought she didn't love me, I'd take morphine and I would die. Yeah, I pawned my watch, pawned my chain, pawned my diamond ring. And if that don't sell all of my drunken spree, Lord, I'll never get drunk again.
Look at your mama, what are you trying to do? I said, look at your mama, what are you trying to do? You're gonna make me love you, you're gonna break my heart in. I said, if you don't want me, what made you want to love? I said, if you don't want me, mama, what made you want to love? Now the day you quit me, Fair Brown, sugar, that's the day you die. I'd rather see you dead, buried in some type of soul. I'd rather see you dead, more buried in some type of soul. And I hear some call of mama that can't help you. It was early one morning, just about to break of day. It was early one morning, just about to break of day. I'm a long brown skin coming, drove me. My baby quit me, she done sent my trunk out too. My baby quit me, she done sent my trunk out too. I put the poor boy one in, Lord, he walked the dead trouble everywhere you go. I said trouble, yeah, mama, it's trouble everywhere you go. And I trouble, yeah, mama, maybe good girl, I don't know. Nobody, write me a letter. I won't be letting you. That I know you are catching. Mama in the world somewhere. And I'm gonna write me a letter. I'm on the land in the sky. I might know you're kidding when the wind moves. Mama, I don't know what to do. I just hope it is. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I know. Got a hold of me.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:28 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set was Cottonfield Blues by Garfield Akers, followed by a new blues, well, relatively new, I suppose. I think like roughly 80 years into the future. You heard a Lowdown Rolling Stone by Gary Clark Jr. A fun fact about Garfield Akers, you just managed to listen to half his whole discography. That's right. In Garfield Akers' time, he only released two singles with two tracks on each side, and that was Cottonfield Blues Part 1 and Part 2, so that's half his discography. But despite that very little, like, shellac output, as it were, he influenced a lot of really funky guitarists, and particularly very highly influential guitarists. For example, John Lee Hooker, as you can probably guesstimate from Garfield's vertical, really thumping kind of noise that he's got going in the background on that track. John Lee Hooker was very much influenced by Garfield Akers, and you can kind of hear that in that last track. Coming up next is a set I like to call the shared lineage of it's about the shared lineage of the blues, right? You know how lots of blues songs, right, besides like the 1-4-5 and other kinds of musical motifs, or oh, that kind of sounds like that song, that we're going to go a little bit more to the direct relations some blues songs have with others. To get that started off, I just wanted to preface it by the fact that I don't want to say that what these blues songs are doing is exactly plagiarism, you see, because a lot of these songs, right, were borrowed, and a lot of these artists, as a matter of fact, influenced each other. A lot of them were responses to the to the other song. For example, You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton, for example, Rufus Thomas's follow-up, Bearcat, was actually a kind of like, even though it borrowed the same lick and same tune and melody, was a response song to that song. So stuff like that, right? Even though I think Sun Records did eventually have to pay Big Mama Thornton some charge, because I think that was released on on OK, and Rufus Thomas was on Sun Records. So they did vow that as a kind of plagiarism case. But a lot of these older blues songs, right, especially considering that back then royalties was not something that really existed. And that too, bearing in mind that a lot of these folks who recorded this music recorded for white record labels, who ended up screwing over these artists by saying, like, for example, oh, we're going to pay you, here's $20 for that recording, so long, we're going to make tons of money off of selling it. Or even more recently, actually, a practice that kind of followed up into like Chuck Berry's time period as well. And I think, I don't know, maybe even beyond, was that you would record it and you got the record. He's like, then the guy from the record company is like, okay, here's a cool Cadillac. Thank you for your output. You wouldn't see a royalty check or anything like that. That's why a lot of these artists did get screwed up. But also, a lot of these artists borrowed from each other, from hearing each other play, like either on Beale Street or in juke joints and that kind of thing. So to get this kind of cool, funky relation going on, and to get you and, I guess, get your ears tuned in to listening for these kind of funky familiarities, as it were, we're going to get this set off with two pairings. So the first pairing will be Me and My Chauffeur Blues by Memphis Minnie, followed by Chuck Berry's release, which was, I reckon, at least a couple of decades after, is titled I Want to Be Your Driver. So those two are going to be a pair. And followed by, I think, probably one of the most famous blues pairings of a family of songs, as it were, would be Kokomo Blues by Kokomo Arnold, paired with Sweet Home Chicago by Robert Johnson. So let's hear that pairing and let's get your ears all tuned up so you can see the big blues family song network here at play on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. Here is Me and My Chauffeur Blues by Memphis Minnie. Hope you dig.
Wants to see my I'm heavy loaded, baby. I'm booked. I gotta go. Blind man. down your friend, boy, he's gonna get you. Venus all on a trick, but I'm crying, baby. Honey, don't you want to go? Back to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I'm 6'8", 8 2 10. Friend was a tricky one time. She sure gonna do it again, but I'm crying, hey, baby, don't you want to go to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I'm going to California, from further miles far away. Somebody will tell me that you need my help someday, crying. Hey, baby, don't you want to go? Hey, to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago.
Welcome back. The time right about now is 9:44 p.m. You're listening to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. I just let that last one ring out a bit just so you can get the full effect of the family of the blues and the kind of songwriting tradition that kind of that surrounds it, which borrows from each other and showing a kind of clear lineage and, I guess, like brotherhood of songs that comes out of it. It's funny. I actually just thought of another story regarding that, actually, while we were just listening to that. So I'll be really quick because, as you know, less talk, more rock. But I've been reading this book called Bitten by the Blues. That's Bitten by the Blues, right? It's written by Bruce Iglauer. He's the guy who was the founder of Alligator Records, who recorded folks like Hound Dog Taylor and Coco Taylor. Definitely check out that book if you can get your hands on a copy of it. It's a really cool book. And he was actually just talking about this kind of relationship, as a matter of fact, when he was sitting in on the studio when Junior Wells was recording. And he's funky because Junior Wells, in kind of coming up with the songs, right, he doesn't come in with like a set of, okay, these are the songs I've written down, we're going to sing today. If he has to come up with a new one, basically what he did was he would sit at the piano with Otis Mann and say, yo, Otis, can you play me something like these old blues standards? And then he would just start like throwing out words and seeing if you can stick other kinds of words on top of those old blues standards and kind of like update it and kind of eventually come out with a new song. So it's kind of funky, right? Even within the whole writing process, that kind of family from song to song to song that borrows from the past all the way to the present, from, I guess, from Charlie Patton all the way to B.B. King, right? That whole lineage, right? It all flows together in one group and one family. It's kind of cool. Carrying on with the blues and blues hits, associates and affiliates, and Let's Talk More Rock, we're going to play the Mississippi Heat and their track, Going Home. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:55 p.m. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set was You Can't Steal My Shine by Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, followed by a personal favorite of mine, Lonesome Sundown, and his track, My Home Ain't Here. Kind of going in vine, and I guess in line, with the Reverend kind of vibes and such, I'm going to play for you a set list of some of the biggest blues influences, or blues affiliates, or relatives, if you want to go that, if you want to term it that way, of blues affiliates and relatives from the church who have influenced me in my musical tastes and playing style in the blues in general. To get this kind of, I guess, gospel, my influences specifically, themed version of the set list, we're going to turn to a guy who was featured on a Rolling Stones album. Actually, one of his songs were a big part as well of the 60s blues revival and folk revival. This is Reverend Robert Wilkins and his track, It Just Suits Me. I hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know, and it just suits me. If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know. Never felt such a low before, and it just suits me. John saw the train coming and it just suits me. Old John saw the train coming and it just suits me. Old John saw the train coming, got on board and never stopped running and it just suits me. If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know and it just suits me. If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know and it just suits me. If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know. I never felt such a love before and it just suits me. Old Peter saw that train coming and it just suits me. Old Peter saw that train coming and it just suits me. Old Peter saw that train coming, he got on board and never stopped running and it just suits me. If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know and it just suits me. If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know and it just suits me. If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know. I never felt such a love before and it just suits me. I don't know, and it just suits me. blessed in the Holy Ghost. I don't know. I never felt such a low before, and it just suits me. If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know, and it just suits me. If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know, and it just suits me. If this ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know, I never felt such a low before, and it just suits me.
And I wonder, I just look in the grave and I wonder.